Good morning, afternoon, evening, night, you name it. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Cross-Cultural and International Business Podcast. I am your host, my name is Coco, and today we're diving headfirst into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, cultural differences in the world of business. If you have been following me on, for example, LinkedIn for a while, then you might have seen my recent post where I talk about how cultural differences can impact the smooth operation of your business. So today, we're diving deeper into that. So I want to invite you to grab your coffee, grab your notebook, let's get started, make yourself comfortable. If you're listening to this in the car, drive safe and enjoy the ride. And you have been following me for a longer period of time. And then you probably know that I firmly believe that your business success is intimately tied to your ability to connect and influence people from all over the world. I myself have been in a corporate world for 17 years, and I have seen firsthand the challenges that cultural differences cause, but also the magic that happens when you embrace cultural diversity. It's not about labeling people or trying to learn everything about a specific country. No, it's about recognizing that the cultural diversity within your organization is a key. It's a wellspring of innovation, whether if it's within your internal teams, with your external business negotiations, or while you're reporting to your headquarters abroad. Managing these cultural differences can genuinely boost your organization's performance. But here's the thing. When leaders are left in the dark about cross-cultural leadership, and when they do not understand the impact of their own or others' cultural backgrounds, it can lead to miscommunications, frustrations, employee dissatisfaction, and regardless of our cultural background, this we don't want in our organizations. You will start seeing your top talents walking out the door. Your sick leave will increase. Staff turnover as a consequence. And I know that you don't want that. And more than that, you don't want that type of drama within your organization. I'm convinced that for your organization, your HR goals are to decrease staff turnover, to decrease sick leave, to increase promoting internal talent, to minimize recruitment and onboarding costs. But knowing that cultural differences negatively impact those results, tackling them by, for example, cross-cultural awareness, will then automatically support you in achieving those results. And when you now think, okay, fantastic, Coco, I hear you, but the truth is we operate internationally. We work with people from all over the world. We're an extremely international environment. But I don't recognize the challenges that you refer to, whether if it's in this podcast or on my LinkedIn, or maybe you have read the book, The Culture Map from Aaron Meyer, which I highly recommend, by the way, to read. I hear you and I see you, because very often the challenges or the pain caused by cultural differences is not directly related to the fact that there are cultural differences. Because when you have a bit of hiccups within a team, you're probably more wondering if that leader of the team requires a little bit of extra attention, coaching, leadership development. But the truth is, a lot of the challenges that you experience within your international teams or within your international business can be solved by cross-cultural awareness. Because you know what is the beauty? When we eliminate all the blur, when we have identified, hey, what is caused by cultural differences, you know exactly what to tackle in case there are some challenges left. So I want to share with you an example of one of my clients that did not believe they had a problem, but they still invested in cross-cultural awareness training for their sales management team. Because they literally said the following: I don't believe we have a problem, but we do know that culture plays a part in how we do business. And we do know that if we don't put this on the agenda today, we might face challenges in the future. And that we would like to prevent. Preventing is better than cure. This was the literal text of what they put in their intake form when we had a call. Yesterday, I had a talk with a managing director of a huge business, and he said, I have been working as a managing director in different companies for the majority of my career, and I know when we put certain leadership topics on our priority, we're already too late. So I don't have the illusion that we're on time. I do have the expectation that if we tackle things today, we enable the people to grow. And as you probably understand, that made me very, very happy. Because why should you wait until things explode? Until things will not damage control, let's put it like that, until you were looking at damage control rather than driving innovation. You shouldn't. And then I hear you think, and that's not because I'm in your head, but it's because I often get asked, so how do you eliminate all cultural differences by training? And my answer is simple, consistent, but simple. We shouldn't. We should not eliminate cultural differences. What we do need to eliminate in cross-cultural leadership training is the lack of awareness, the lack of understanding, and the deeply rooted habit of seeing every single thing through one's own cultural lens. Ask yourself, if you work with someone from a different cultural background than your own, and you see that person giving a presentation, do you then evaluate and assess that person's performance through your own cultural lens, through your own preferred way of communicating or being inspiring or interacting with the public? Through cross-cultural awareness, your leaders will be equipped with different lenses to see and evaluate things through. And guess what? When cultural diversity is managed well, managed effectively, it will make your business results skyrocket. So what's the secret sauce to helping your employees thrive in a global environment? Well, I dare to say that the start ingredient of that secret sauce is an interactive cross-cultural leadership training. It's the way to go if you want your organization to excel. you want your people to overperform themselves in the global environment that you operate in. And cross-cultural leadership trainings are not just another box to tick on your HR checklist. They're a transformational key to unlock, for example, the full potential of your international teams. Because how many opportunities do you remain laying on the table because they're not communicating effectively? Because maybe they're not understanding each other. Potentially, you want the same things when you're negotiating international business deals with your vendors. But do you hear the same things? Do you see the same things? Do you express yourself in a similar way? When your leaders participate in these type of trainings, in my humble experience, incredible things happen. They gained a profound understanding of how to navigate the cultural diversity within your organization. They learn to adapt. They learn to empathize and to lead with cultural intelligence. They learn a lot about themselves and at the same time about the other, and how to use those skills in reality to drive towards results. Teams collaborate more effectively. Your international negotiations become smoother. Your employees, well, they're happier and more engaged. But it doesn't really stop there, right? Because the real magic lies also in the ripple effect. As your leaders embrace cultural diversity, it sets an example for your entire organization. It will foster an environment of respect, teamwork, innovation, global excellence. So, as an example, the next time when you're negotiating a deal with your business partner in Abu Dhabi or in Argentina, in France, the Netherlands, or Belgium, you will exactly know when is the right timing to, for example, grab the phone and give that person a call instead of sending that email like you do today. You know when it's appropriate to ask for someone's summer holidays. Even when that doesn't come natural to you, you will know when to do so and why to do so. My cross-cultural leadership and awareness trainings are always custom-made to your organization. And for that reason, I will not waste your time in this podcast by convincing you how I can help your organization. Because the truth is, I don't know. We might not be a fit, or my services might not be what is going to make your international organization flourish. So what I do want to leave you with is that embracing cultural diversity isn't about erasing differences. It's about celebrating them and using them as a powerful force for success. If you are curious how I can support your organization on your international or cross-cultural journey, I'm super happy to invite you to the free consultations that I'm offering. You can find the link in the show notes, but you can also find it on my website, which is cocohoffs.com. If you want to explore how to overcome cultural differences in your international workplace, I'm extremely happy to think with you how that works in your industry, in your environment, with the challenges that you are or are not facing, but you might have ambitious business goals for 2024, and this will help your teams, your people, your staff to achieve those business goals. That I want to leave you with for today. I want to thank you very much for listening. I hope you feel inspired. I most probably left you with a couple of questions, and please know that I'm really happy to answer those. Thanks again for listening, and I'm wishing you a fabulous morning, afternoon, evening, night, you name it, from wherever you're listening to this, and happy to be in touch.